Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. In a leap towards revolutionizing the field of long-form audio creation, today marks the launch of projects from 11 Labs. So 11 Labs is the audio generating AI platform, and this new feature they have called Projects is a one-stop kind of a workflow solution for generating and editing extensive audio content. So this came from a ton of exhaustive research they did into long-form speech synthesis, audio conditioning, and paralyzed audio generation. And Projects aims to alleviate the multifaceted challenges faced by creators, publishers, and independent authors in audio production. So really what they're saying here is this is now a platform where you can create audiobooks. And I think this is a really timely piece of news because Project Gutenberg just said that it's essentially a platform that has a ton of different open sourced or books pretty much, right? That's Project Gutenberg. And Project Gutenberg has just used AI to essentially dictate or voice 5,000 books, and it's just open and available for everyone to listen to for free, right? So I don't know how big companies like Audible are going to respond, how they're going to be impacted, right? Because eventually, inevitably, if the rights to the book are not owned by someone, then all books are just going to be available for everyone to listen to for free. Project Gutenberg, I think, put it on Spotify and YouTube and a bunch of other places. So it'll be interesting. Of course, there's still going to be books where it's a brand new book that was just written and it's the author and they read it and they're going to put it exclusively on Audible. So there's going to be a space for Audible for sure. But in any case, I think this whole audio format area is getting some massive shakeups. And this new feature released by 11 Labs is definitely one of those big shakeups. So joining an already very robust kind of suite of tools, including speech synthesis, voice lab, and voice library, Projects from 11 Labs, I think, really stands out as a specialized tool for long-form audio creation. So this could be videos, this could be books, this could be movie scripts, all sorts of things. But I think it arrives on the heels of a really hot demand right now for long-form audio content, and it integrates effortlessly with professional voice cloning, meaning you can clone your voice and have it read your book. It's really, really a useful tool, right? Authors are going to love this. They don't have to sit there manually read an entire book, for example. Voice library and a multilingual model are essentially built into this new thing. And this is making it a very comprehensive solution for a bunch of different, audio needs. Something that I think is really cool with some of the multilingual AI tech I've seen so far is the fact that you can record your own voice. And besides just making a clone of your voice to talk in English, for example, you can also clone your voice and get it to speak, Mandarin or French, but in it sounds like your voice, but now you're speaking another language. That to me is so cool. And I'm seeing it integrated into these audio platforms. So prior to the advent of Projects, users often found themselves when, using 11 Labs, myself included, I'm a user paying for it monthly. We really found ourselves kind of tangled in an array of different challenges, from stability issues to inconvenient file format limitations. One particularly annoying thing was the disconnection when piecing together text fragments from different speakers, which resulted in like really jarring transitions and a lack of like the whole thing sounding really cohesive. So, you know, really you had to essentially regenerate entire audio fragments just to fix a few minor flaws. And it was really inefficient and frustrating of a process. So I've watched their demo video of how this works, and I think it's actually very smart. And I'm really liking this. I'm seeing this in other platforms. Like, for example, big shout out to Opus Pro. It's a platform where you can upload like an entire podcast, for example. I've done it if you follow me on Instagram and you've seen my reels that I post. It just straight up comes from Opus, where you can upload your entire podcast script or your entire podcast video, and then it will decide what pieces of it are like interesting, uses AI to decide which pieces are interesting, and it's going to clip them out. Then it throws a bunch of editing on top, cool text transitions and stuff, and it essentially creates an entire reel for you. Now, the thing that I really love about it, the reason I bring it up, is because they're using the same editing technique that I'm seeing 11 Labs use, and that is, I'm so used to it. I don't know if you've done much video editing or audio editing, but I'm so used to most platforms where essentially you see like the audio file in front of you, and you like listen to a point. It's a bunch of spikes up and down, right? That's how audio files look. And you like clip different audio files. You delete things that you don't like, whatever. That's how you edit stuff. The way that these new AI and kind of more modern editors work, whether that's video or audio, is that it essentially gives you a transcript. So if you upload an audio file or you get something recorded, or for in Opus's case, the video clip, it shows you just the transcript of what's being said. And you literally, like, if you don't want a word in your video, you just backspace it off the transcript. So it's just like editing a text document, except it's tied to the timestamp and everything on the actual video or the audio file, and it edits it there live. Absolutely love that form of editing. I don't know why, but it's so annoying. Like, for me, using video editors, like a Premiere, for example, trying to, like, trim the exact place where I start or stop saying a word, so much better to just see the transcript and just backspace the word off the transcript or black it out on Opus, and then all of a sudden it's like just removed. Super, super cool. So 11 Labs is doing the same thing, where essentially you're able to do like multiple voices. So for example, if you have an audiobook and there's like three different characters in there, you can select like one of the characters' quotes, and then you can use a different voice to narrate, like, so it's actually like a conversation between all these different people. And you know, you've heard this before in audiobooks where it's like one voice actor and they like put on a different accent when they're talking like a different person, and it's kind of like, you know, funny. And then it's like the grandpa talks like this and like the kid talks like that. It's like funny and it's like whatever, and there's skill and whatever involved. This is kind of cool though, because it's just like you literally get different voice actors for all the different parts. It's really easy to edit. You just highlight the text you want, select the voice. It's going to do the voice for that one. You highlight the next one, change the voice if you want, or continue with the same voice. And this works for both their library of, for those that don't know, 11 Labs has like a library of their own voices. They also have a community tab where people can, you know, essentially allow their voices to be used. And then they also have the whole voice cloning thing. So you can clone your own voice or someone in your studio's voice, upload it, and then use that to narrate different parts. So very, very cool. So essentially what they're doing here is that they're promising an entire audiobook at the click of a button. And so this whole new projects feature brings in an array of really interesting features. Users can now designate specific text fragments to particular speakers, like I mentioned. And the thing that's interesting here is that they're both, like you can do multiple languages. So you can essentially like highlight and change languages. They have different voices for different languages and different things. So all of this is very, very interesting. In their blog post, they recently said, quote, "With projects, our goal was to design a tool that makes long-form audio generation as simple as possible, drawing from fresh research and your feedback. We've developed a comprehensive solution which also seamlessly integrates with our existing ecosystem of tools. We can't wait to hear you bring your stories to life," end quote. So in any case, I think this is a really cool tool. I think this is going to be a game changer in a lot of different areas. We're going to see a ton more, like this really unlocks audiobooks now, and an affordable rate, I think. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see the different audio creations that come out of this new innovation, this new platform. 11 Labs really is on top of their game, and definitely a company that will continue to follow in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT Creators Community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It would mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.